Miniota by Linda Clark. Welcome to our kindergarten students for the 2022-23 school year. Ellis Kennard, Kinsley Muir, Andy Gardham, Isabella Stone, and Nash Fortier. We hope you have a wonderful fun year of learning. Not much news in our part of the world as all our farm families are hard at bringing in this year's crop. This is harvest. It truly is the most magical season here on the farm. It's a crisp autumn morning with a chill in the air. It's the wind rustling through the corn and the crunch of leaves under your feet. Yes, it's the best time of the year, but the change of the winds remind me that it's also the hardest. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. From Blacktop to Dirt Road. Evergreen Place by Helen Martins. Hello, everyone. This coming Sunday, Sept.11, is an important day and I hope everyone takes note of it. It is National Grandparents' Day. In U.S., in 1979, President Jimmy Carter proclaimed the first Sunday after Labor Day, each year, as Grandparents' Day. September was chosen to signify the autumn years of life. In Canada, Grandparents' Day was recognized in 1995 as falling on the second Sunday in September. Three purposes for Grandparents' Day are 1. To honor grandparents. 2. To give grandparents an opportunity to show love for their children's children. 3. To help children become aware of the strength, information, and guidance older people can offer. I'm sure everyone reading this will fall into one of these categories. We have 3 birthdays in September at Evergreen. It is my privilege to wish you 3 a happy birthday. The September birthstone is Sapphire. It signifies sincerity, truth, fruitfulness, wisdom, and good fortune. It is known as the stone of new love, commitment, and loyalty. It is known to bring peace of mind. The birth flower for September is Aster, meaning love or affection. In my last article in the Empire Advance, I mentioned Haskip jam. We got the paper Friday morning. After that, I went to farmer's market, and here was a lady from Macaulay who had Haskip jam for sale. They have planted the shrubs and canned the jam. Yes, I bought some and yes, it is very good. But I was too late for chokecherries, so I must wait another year for pancake syrup. Chris Leach was excited to tell me he and Ann Lauder had visitors this week. Michelle Gabrielle visited her mother Carol this weekend. September is National Literacy Month. This is the time to sign up for books at the library. Join the book club. Read a new book. Thank you to the people who anonymously bring vegetables to the front entrance at Evergreen. They are appreciated and quickly picked up. This has been such a good year for gardens. Quote for the day. When you awake in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. Marcus Aurelian. Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Residents with birthdays in September are Ken Wardle, Florence Elliott, and Marg Walker. Bingo will start on September 15. Exercises will start September 12. Myrna Dreger of Lorette and Grace Watson of Elkhorn visited with their brother Len Collier and several others this past week. Raymond Everett from Brandon visited his grandma, Ethel Bowles, this past week. I have been a Royal Purple member for 50 years, so I'm very proud to report the Verdun Royal Purple in partnership with the Canadian Royal Purple Society, will launch an initiative across Canada called Purple Thursday, which is bring awareness of brain injury caused by interpersonal violence. Verdun Royal Purple will be preparing purple care bags to be delivered to Westman Women's Shelter in Brandon on the third Thursday of October for women who are fleeing domestic violence.